How's everybody doing this afternoon? Just thank God for giving me another opportunity to share with you what he has put on my heart and to just do my part as a willing servant. Amen. We all have roles we play. Some speak, some do different things. And I'm just thankful to God that God just encourages, that you guys encourage me to stay on the right path and just do the right thing, but speak the truth. And today I would like to read, we all heard of when Jesus calmed the storm. It talks about it in two different places in the Bible more than once. And I'm going to use Luke's version of it. It's basically saying the same thing in the other versions. But what I've gathered from today is, where's your faith in Jesus? Because at the end of the day, the disciples had seen many of works. And I want to, you the guys, we're not going to read all of it. But when you go home, so you have a better understanding of where the title came from. If you go home and read Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 50, you'll get a better understanding of what I'm talking about today. Because it starts off in Luke chapter 8, verses 22, I'm going to be reading from. It says, one day he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, let us go across to the other side of the lake. So they set out, and they sailed. He fell asleep, and a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filled with waters and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased. And there was a calm. I'm going to stop there. We'll come back to verse 25. But see, every time your life is in a storm, the first person you should call is God.
Amen.
You should pray to him first. Brother Harvin says sometimes he say, call me, but make sure you pray first.
Amen.
Because it is a such thing of bringing that evilness to the conversation. Because you can call and start talking about somebody, and you don't know what mind frame the other person on the other line is in. They could join you in instead of helping you out. So that's why you need to be prayed up before you make this other decision to call somebody and ask them for help.
Amen.
Because you can make the decision to pray to God at any time. You don't need the minister, pastor, elder.
That's right.
They're here to help you out. You have a personal relationship with God.
Amen.
And we all need to use that.
Right.
But the first thing you do, we depend on man. When God said, cast your cares upon him. And nowhere in the Bible I see Brother Henry or Brother Harmon name in there. Just cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
Amen.
And sometimes we forget the basic things and we lose track of where we're supposed to be going. And I want to go to Psalms chapter 107 because it sort of connects to me. When you read Psalms chapter 107, verses 23 through 32, it says, some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on great waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven. They went down into the depths of the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil plot. So their courage went away when they seen the wonderful works of God. They reeled and staggered like drunken men. And we're at their wits' end. So they're at the end.
Amen.
Just like the disciples on a boat.
Yeah.
But this time they're in the middle of the sea versus the lake. So they're at their wits' ends. And what do? It says, then they cried to the Lord in their troubles, and he delivered them from their distress. He made the storm be still, and the waves of the sea were hushed. Then they were glad that the waters were quiet and brought them to their desired haven. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love. See, at the end of the day, his steadfast love was going to be there regardless. We as people can turn the love off and on. But God's love is always going to be there at all times. For his wondrous works to the children of man, let them exalt him in the congregation of people and praise him in the assembly of the elders. So when you're in front of somebody, even when you're at work or where you're at, you give God the glory and thanks because at the end of the day, you woke up this morning. You should be praising God at all times for what he has done for you. You were able to go in the refrigerator and get something to eat.
Amen.
You're not panhandling. You're not doing anything. You come and go as you freely please. So you need to be thankful for the things that God has done for you. But also, let's turn over to Psalms chapter 145, verses 14 through 21. Once again, that's Psalms 145, verses 14 through 21. And it reads, "The Lord upholds all who are fallen and raises up all whom are bowed down. The eyes of all look at you." Once again, we are supposed to be the light people.
Amen.
Everybody is looking at us. Everybody's looking for us to make a mistake, too.
Amen.
And at the end of the day, if you rely on God, you ain't got to be worried what other people think.
Right.
You got to worry about what your Heavenly Father thinks about you.
Amen.
Because if you live on what people think, trust and believe, you ain't going to get very far. Because they're going to praise you, and then they're going to tear you down.
Amen.
So at the end of the day, it gives an example of what they did to Jesus on Palm Sunday.
Yep.
At the end of the day, we are not no greater than our Father. So we need to look at the positive things, people, to keep moving forward, not backwards. And when you read, when you continue to read this in verse number 15, says the eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. God gives us our blessing in due season, people.
Yes.
We pray all the time. But like I said earlier in class, if you ain't got right something wrong with somebody else, how God gonna answer your prayers? How God gonna bless you when you ain't got right with somebody?
Amen.
You need to go and make amends with somebody, regardless how much it hurts you.
Amen.
Regardless how much you say, I done did it before.
Right.
How many times has God did it for you? How many times has God welcomed you back to the herd?
Amen.
So at the end of the day, if you can learn to do these things, your blessings will flow in freely.
Amen.
Your health will be okay. So you got to start thinking, why I'm always sick? Why I'm always down? Why I'm always aching? Because God is letting you know, get your life right.
Yes.
I got bad discs in my back. Every now and then it bothers me. At the end of the day, you know why? Because I'm trying to line myself with God. Well, I ain't got to worry about it. The doctor tell me, you got to have another surgery. You know what God say? Depend on me.
Amen.
And everything will be okay.
Amen.
When I start thinking clown, don't want to listen, I wake up and can't move. And I look and I be like, what's wrong? My wife say, want me to help you? I said, give me a minute or two. It gets me to realize who's in charge.
That's right.
Because I can think I'm in charge.
Well.
And he put me right back down.
Amen.
He said, keep on thinking, big boy. I'm going to show you who's really in charge. So at the end of the day, I recognize who's in charge.
Amen.
God is always in charge.
That's right.
And if we can realize that, we'll do just like the Bible says. But not only in our time when we're hurting, we'll do it all the time with no problem. Because every verse we are reading, it's always when we're at our wit's end.
Yep.
We're on our last.
Yep.
When we about to die, Lord, please raise me and I'll do what you tell me to do.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he raises us,
well,
we right back to the same way.
Amen.
A friend named Leva, he had a guy that prayed to God. He honestly prayed to God. This was a man that went to church, had got cancer. He was about to die. He went and prayed. Everybody in the church prayed for him. He got better. He made a promise to God. Watch what you promise God, people. He made a promise to him. If you heal me, I'll do everything you tell me, Lord God. I'll be a deacon in the church. I'll praise your name. Miraculously, he's healed. The doctors can't understand it. No chemotherapy, no nothing. This man is walking around healthy. Slowly but surely, he started going back to drinking. He started going back to partying. He started going back to being himself because he thought God forgot that promise. Guess what happened to him? He ended up dying. You don't play with God. That's why I said, watch what you promise. And you say, well, I ain't promised God nothing. Each of y'all took a dip, didn't you? And the show wasn't a lap around the pool. So you made a promise.
Yeah, you did.
So at the end of the day, you say, God, well, I didn't know what I was fully doing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guess what? You should have thought about that before you did it.
Amen.
That's why you have understanding. He says, study to show thyself approval. So when you study, you'll understand what you're doing when you go get in the water.
Amen.
And you'll be fully converted, like the Ethiopian eunuch. Let's go back to Psalms where it says, you open up your hands, verse 16. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways,
amen,
and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. So the Lord is always there, but there's ways to do this. Understand this is Old Testament, but there's ways to go about doing these things, to pray to God. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cries and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praises of the Lord, and let all flesh bless him, bless his holy name forever and ever. We flesh, right?
Amen.
So what are we supposed to be doing? We ain't dead flesh, is we? Because dead flesh usually decays. It rots. It has an odor to it. So you got to look at it. Are you alive flesh? Is your spirit alive?
Amen.
Are you joyful? Are you happy? Are you decaying and rotting away? Because see, the God knows you. He knows your heart. Your actions speak out. When I'm tired, when I start hearing about God, I wake up.
Amen.
It gives me great joy to do these things. Because at the end of the day, I know what God has done. I know what God can do.
Amen.
That's right.
I know when you read in Psalms how David prayed to God, just have mercy. Because God would do some things to you. Things that you can't even imagine. So why stop playing and let's get serious?
Amen.
Let's go back over to Luke chapter 8. Are we going to finish up? I'm almost done. When you go to Luke chapter 8, and it says, and he said to them, verse 25 now. See, everything I try to get scripture to back up what I'm trying to get a point across. And it says, he said to them, where is your faith? I ask you, the church, where is your faith today?
Amen.
Is it in a man or is it in God? Pastor Harmon always says it all the time. Is it the pastor's job to do everything? We as individuals need to step up and get our life right with God so we won't have no problem. Everything can flow more smoothly. Because at the end of the day, we each got to go before the master.
Yeah.
We each fight with our own waves. We each are on our own little boat.
Amen.
We each have our own problems in our own life. We all deal with them on an individual basis.
Amen.
But we're supposed to be able to come here and share our problems and be able to get help from one another.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Because he said, where is your faith? And they were afraid and they were marveled, saying to one another, who then is this that commandeth even the wind and waters, and they obey him?
Amen.
When you go back and go home and read Luke chapter 7, when you read it, really go home and read it, Jesus done all these works beforehand. So what would make the disciples marvel when they already seen this before? Where was their faith at? At some point in time, the disciples' faith built up to another plateau. But seeing all these things, when you start off, he reads all about the centurion servant who was healed. When you read more of chapter 7, it'll talk about all these things Jesus Christ did. And the disciples seen it, but their faith weren't at that level yet. We read this Bible, we come to church every Sunday. Our faith should be somewhere. Even if it moves an inch every Sunday, even a half a centimeter, it should be somewhere.
Amen.
It should never be the same.
Well,
because if it's the same,
something wrong.
What are you doing it for?
Mm.
The disciples proved it. Because when Jesus Christ knew it was time for him to go, he knew they would carry on.
Wow.
So when is it going to be time for you to carry on?
Good question.
Because at the end of the day, I ask you people, where is your faith? It's got to be somewhere. It's got to move somewhere. Pretty sure when you go get a job, you don't expect to make the same amount. Even minimum wage move up. It might have took years, but it's going up.
Amen.
So your faith got to go up some at some point in time in your life.
Amen.
If it's the same, pray to God about it. Thank y'all for your time. Have a blessed night.
Somebody's knocking at your door. Somebody's knocking at your door.